Hello, welcome in. Latest episode of that SEC podcast. Must be my birthday or something. Shane showed up early. Oh, God. I don't know what's going on there, but I'm your host, Mike Bratton. Go by SEC Mike. And there he is, everybody's favorite interviewing coach cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'll tell you. It's March.
Yeah.
That means the madness is right around the corner. Yeah. I mean, now if there's ever a time to get into basketball, Shane, I mean, it's with two games left in the season to go. You know what?
Yeah, this is when we like to really hone our skills as far as watching basketball. No, I'm right there with you. March Madness is one of the coolest times because not only you got that, you got baseball going, you got spring practice going. This just seems like every sport that you love is doing something right now.
Yeah, I think even baseball.
Yeah.
We're gonna have to get into baseball, Shane.
Softball?
When there's about a week left in that season, too. Yeah. You know what?
Gymnastics. I saw a little TikTok. Lane Kiffin was at the LSU gymnastics. So, yeah.
Big surprise there. Huh? I kid. Of course. But, no, hey, so we got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And since we're in March Madness, Shane, I said, ew. We did this last year, and this was actually a cousin Shane idea. I don't know if you remember,
mm-hmm.
but you said this was like in last January, so, you know, 15 months ago. You said, hey, how about we do who's really got a shot to make the playoffs, who doesn't?
Yeah.
That's what I've come prepared to discuss, Shane. So who realistically can make the college football playoff? Who realistically cannot?
Yeah.
That's kind of the show topic. We've got Eli Drinkwitz. They started down at Missouri. So we got spring football going on.
Yep.
Got some comments from him. But as I said, Shane, it's March. So mm-hmm. we need to have a discussion, you and I, about some SEC basketball. So how about it, buddy? There was a lot of games over the weekend. And I just want to go in order of the biggest ones, I thought, were Florida. Beat the hell out of Arkansas, 111-77. Both the coaches got technicals. They were arguing. It was pretty awesome. Yeah. I can't imagine what old Calipari said to Golden to get that going. But, again, Florida whooped that ass. They went undefeated in February, Shane. I don't know if you're aware of that. 9 in a row for the Gators. They're eating up the defending national champions, maybe the favorites, to do it again. They've earned a share of the SEC title, and they've got they're up 2 games with 2 games to go. So here's an updated look at the SEC standings. Again, Florida running away with the damn conference with the tournament right around the corner. This was also, Shane, tied for the worst loss of John Calipari's career, the 34-point loss. He did that against Duke back in 2018 as Kentucky coach, but man, just an epic waxing there of the Razorbacks.
It don't mean nothing. I mean, this is why we don't want college football expanded, because if you're an Arkansas fan, you're like, yeah, that's fine. You know what? You can have us in the SEC tournament. I don't care. What really matters is when we get to the big dance. So, I mean, obviously, it was an ass beating of sorts, but you know, and I think just mainly because they served it up on a pedestal, right? Everybody was talking about this game all day long. Can't wait to see this. And then we got to see it. So, but I do not think, Mike, this is the last time we see these teams going against each other. And one of the things that I love is the heated exit. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some bad blood here. And I love that, because next time they face, it's going to mean that much more.
Well, let's see if you have that optimism for Tennessee, Shane.
Nope, Rick Barnes smiling on his way out. Had a great time.
Because Bama went in to Towson Bowling. Shane beat the Vols 71-69. Bama didn't have the lead till 22 seconds in the game, but it don't matter, Shane. All that matters is you got the lead when the clock strikes midnight.
Yeah.
And, you know, doubly bad for Tennessee star freshman Nate Amendt. He got injured, missed virtually the entire second half. Bama's now won 8 in a row and 11 of the last 13, while Tennessee's dropped 2 in a row. What the hell, Shane? I mean, Tennessee was looking for that double bye in the SEC tournament. I don't even know if they're going to make the SEC tournament at this rate. You know what?
They'll be there, Mike. They'll be there. I tell you what, brother. Man, we blow a lot of leads, don't we? That's just who we are. That's just, there's two things that get me through Tennessee Rick Barnes basketball right now. Seeing you on Sunday and our buddies over here at Tennessee Legend Distillery. Come on. These are the guys that got me through this weekend, because that's right. If you are in Sevierville, this place is absolutely loaded right now. I would imagine everybody in the comment sections up here need to swing over and see our cousins over at Tennessee Legend Distillery. Let them know the cousins sent you. Not only get a discount, but you also get a bonus gift. And we got that tournament right around the corner. Don't forget, they got a destination there in Nashville as well. And Mike, I think it's in a pretty good spot, ain't it?
Oh yeah, no, it's in a building that's got, I don't know how many distilleries, but I think it's got like six.
Yeah.
So when I was there, they were quite literally letting off tour buses.
Yeah. It was
like they were unleashing the tour of people that just wanted to hit up six or seven distilleries. So again, I'm not steering you towards one of the other ones, but yeah. I'm saying once you get in that building, you might as well hit up old Tennessee Legend. But and then once you're there, that's the beautiful thing about these distilleries, Shane.
Yeah.
They give you all these samples. So you can go sample, then you go over here, you get a sample, you get over there. And then by the end of it, you're just shammered. You know what?
Yeah. That's me and Gatlinburg every time, right? You're like, hey, let's try this one, you know? Apple cider. All right, let's do it.
Derek says a Tennessee loss, great for business.
Yeah, that's right. Keeping the lights on, they say down there at Tennessee Legend.
And then we got Kentucky beat Vanderbilt 91-77. Texas, mighty Texas, Shane. They beat A&M at A&M 76-70. Texas won six of the last eight. A&M's dropped six of the last eight.
Yeah.
Ole Miss beat Auburn 85-79. Ole Miss had lost 10 in a row. Mm-hmm. Auburn's now lost seven of its last eight. Mizzou beat Mississippi State. Georgia beat Carolina. And Oklahoma beat LSU. So, just a heads up, here is where we're looking at for the SEC tournament starting in 2 weeks, Shane. Again, Florida running away with this damn thing. Arkansas 2, Mizzou, big jump up there. They're all the way up to 4, Bama 3. Again, that's where Tennessee was about a week ago, and they are falling a damn part here, but from what I've seen from Kentucky fans, Shane, they love this damn draw. I don't know why they love it. They got Florida up there, but
yeah,
the Kentucky fans are always going to have optimism that they can come into Nashville and win it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is looking like anyone's ball game here in the tournament.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. And I hope a lot of cousins come down. Me and Mike will be in town. We haven't really decided where we'll be on Friday or Saturday night, but just know the cousins will be down there drinking some cold beer somewhere. But, you know, this tournament's always it's just exciting. And, you know, it's the same storyline every single year, because I guess Tennessee loses every year. But it's like, oh, baby, this is our year. This is our year. And then it's like, all right, where are we at in the big tournament? You know, so I feel like this one is going to be kind of a little bit of a preview to some of the madness that we're going to see here later this month. So I'm looking forward to it, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's all the basketball I got in me, Shane.
Yeah.
Again, we got both tournaments coming up. That's when it really starts to fire up. But I thought this was pretty interesting. I'm actually going to reach out to this guy. No promises, because I've never met him, but I don't know anything bad about him. I'm not saying anything bad. But shout out Ralph Russo of The Athletic, Shane. Yeah. Like I said, I'm going to reach out to him, but I don't know if you saw this. I thought this was pretty interesting. He tried to predict every single major college football head coach in 2030.
Oh, shit.
So he's looking way ahead here.
Yeah.
And I just want to run through these for the SEC, because I think they're pretty interesting. Like I said, I'm going to reach out to him. No promises, because I don't know if he'd be open to coming on, but I'd love to talk to him about it. He's got five of the current head coaches still at the school in 2030. I'm just kind of curious if you can guess those five. So we got 16.
Yeah.
Five of them still being the coach at their exact school in 2030. Can you take a guess on who those are?
Summerall?
No.
Oh, shit. Damn. Kirby?
Kirby, you nailed it. That's one.
Beamer?
Mm-mm.
Damn. Drinkwitz?
Mm-mm.
Damn, I'm running out of teams, Mike. Josh Heupel?
Nope.
Jeez Louise. Is it the new guys? Silverfield?
Nope. All right, yeah. I'll just tell you.
I've eliminated all of them.
Alex Golish. I mean, that's the one guy, the new guy you didn't get to. Lane Kiffin at LSU.
Okay.
Which that's a bit of a gamble if you ask me.
Oh yeah.
Clark Lee, Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Damn. And Sarkisian at Texas.
Shit. No.
Any reaction to those?
Honestly, that would have been, if I was like power ranking who I thought like most likely to least likely, I would say a couple of those guys would have been least likely for me.
Which ones?
Sarkisian. Mm-hmm. I feel like another opportunity is going to come up at some point, maybe after he wins a couple natties. Lane Kiffin, you know, I just track record, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's, I guess he did what? He did 5 in Ole Miss, right? So,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's, yeah, I guess maybe that's not fair, but.
Now he almost left for Auburn.
Yeah, right.
He's tried to get an NFL job multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, again, anything can happen. Remember, he needed Ole Miss more than they needed him is what he said. Yeah. Then he walked out the doors and made the playoff. But, I don't know. I just don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I saw there was a release 2 days ago, or maybe it was yesterday, some golf tournament they were announcing that in 2045 it was coming to this certain location. I was like, you know, 20 years. I mean, I hope I get to watch it. 5 in college years is like 20 in real years. So a lot could change from then. So I would take the under on every single one of those bets, except maybe, well, even Kirby Smart has talked about not doing this forever. So it would not blow my mind if Kirby had an opportunity to win a national. Let's say he wins a national title in 3 years. Wouldn't blow my mind if he walks away like Peyton Manning drinking cold beer, you know?
Right. It would blow your mind if they fired him, though, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's not getting fired.
Yeah.
But just or maybe even going to the NFL or something.
Well, that's, you know, you talk about Lane Kiffin, you talk about Steve Sarkisian. I'm not saying getting fired. I'm talking about success, finding another opportunity. And so that's kind of what I was looking at. Now, Golish, that makes sense. A lot of money tied up. I really thought that John down there in Florida would make sense. You know, 6-year contract. Would he be here in 5? I would.
How about this, though? A wild card. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
So, according to Ralph, again, this is just wild guesses. This is not based on anything, but he has John Sumrall still as a head coach, Shane, in the SEC.
Oh.
So where do you think it would be? And keep in mind, I said current head coaches at their current spot. So there's a clue as to some of the open jobs, according to Ralph Russo. So in 2030, and this is a big test. So he's thinking John Sumrall's going to have some success. He's getting a big-time job. Where do you think that would be?
Shit. In the SEC? Mm-hmm. Let's say Alabama?
You're too good, Shane. Yeah. You're too good. How about that? John Sumrall at Alabama in 2030.
What about not enough success, Lexington, Kentucky?
So that's pretty interesting, don't you think?
Yeah, that one I didn't see. I mean, but if he puts Florida on the map, does he take? I mean, I'm not saying so. Florida
might be a better job.
I'm just saying at its peak, you're creating standards. Standards are already cemented in when you walk on that football field there in Tuscaloosa.
Now, how about this? He's got Tennessee with a current SEC coach as the Tennessee coach in 2030, but obviously not Heupel. And I'll give you a hint. I don't think you would predict this.
You don't think I'd predict this. Let's go with, in that case, give me Elko. I wouldn't think Elko would be there.
Shout out our butt. How would Nick Roush react to Will Stein? So that means he's probably having a wild success at Kentucky and saying, man, I'm going to go a little further south. So Will Stein, your head coach at Tennessee, would you take that?
Yes, because it's a twofer, right? You get to screw Kentucky one last time.
All right, how about this? Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They get a SEC coach, an active SEC coach that they hate this guy's guts. But according to Ralph Russo in 2030, it's going to be their coach.
Drink.
Eli Drinkwitz. How about that, buddy? Would they come back on to the drink train, or would they just be mad?
For sure. For sure, man. We're all off the Lane train till he's on our team, you know? I mean, there's a handful of coaches, especially if they're having success. You forgive them pretty damn quick, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Now Arkansas, I wouldn't see him going to Arkansas, even though he's from there. You know, that one, I think, would take an extra season of winning for Razorback fans to come around.
Oh, the Oklahoma fans are not happy in the comments. all right, so
not Mike's list, list.
This is not my list. Feel free to rip it to shreds here. how about this one? This is pretty interesting. Shane, Ole Miss,
yeah,
former coordinator Charlie Weiss Jr. Could you see that?
Yes. Yeah.
As the head coach.
Yes, because if Ole Miss doesn't have the success that they want, they're gonna look at the good old days when they had an explosive offense and we got to see it, and Weiss came back, right? I felt like if Weiss would have stayed with Lane, you know, through the whole playoff, I feel like he would have burnt too many bridges, but I feel like he mended a few fences while he was up there.
All right, and then so Florida, again, they wouldn't have John Summerall, right?
Yeah.
According to Russo, they'd have Jed Fish, the Washington coach, who started his career working under Spurrier. Mm-hmm. And that was a popular candidate that they may look into this last coaching cycle. So, again, I don't think that would be a terrible hire. And that would tell me that he's probably done really well at Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. That may be something. You know, I really thought if Summerall, going back to Summerall, and I know you said Lane, if Lane was gone, couldn't you see him going to LSU? That one would make more sense to me. If that opportunity came open.
Over Florida?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's down there in Tulane. You know, he had a good time. He's donating money on his way out. He loves the place.
Hmm. Ah. Yeah. I couldn't leave Florida for I mean, that's like a rival, going on the rival, you know?
Yeah.
Or Skiffin just did it.
Yeah, I don't think maybe it really you're onto something anymore. Here. Yeah.
All right, then for Missouri, Shane, one of their former coordinators, you want to guess?
For who?
Missouri.
Baker?
Yeah, you nailed it. Blake Baker.
Yeah. Mm,
it's not bad.
He's coming back. Would they forgive him?
No. I think they would. I think they would. How about South Carolina, Shane? They've got, and I don't think you'll guess this one, a current SEC coordinator that's never been a head coach. They have as South Carolina head coach.
A coordinator current. In the SEC, that's never been a coach. I don't know. I don't know. Who you got?
Glenn Schumann, Georgia defensive coordinator. Who?
Yeah.
Our boy Rusty. He loves a guy and says he's gonna be a big time coach, head coach one day. So that wouldn't be a bad. But again, I think too many people would be like, we're doing the Muschamp thing again. You know, we're like, you're getting an elite defensive coordinator from Florida, Georgia. You know what I mean? Maybe that's not a great comparison, but I feel like some people would take issue with that.
Yeah, I think so too. But that wouldn't be a bad hire. I mean, he's the one that's always, he's been on a couple short lists already. So I think if you have the ability to bring him to South Carolina, they wouldn't hate it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to be tough. Shane Beamer's about to go on a run here, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then A&M. Here's a wild card for you, Shane. Eric Morris, who was North Texas, and he's basically taken the whole squad up to Oklahoma State, including an elite quarterback prospect. So, I'm a little surprised. I should have went through his whole list here. I'm surprised that he wouldn't have Elko as a guy that's still at the school. But again, maybe he took him to another college. Maybe he took him to the another place in the NFL, because I couldn't see Elko getting fired.
No, I don't either. I mean, but again, there's a lot of things on this list that probably ain't going to happen, you know? So, right. I don't. Right now, there's just, he's just got that another extension. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that may be a coach that most definitely will be around in 5 years. They gave Jimbo all that time. And look what happened. You know?
Yeah, but they've tasted the playoff now. So, I mean, it
does it change? Yeah, I guess.
I think expectations have been lifted, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think if you make it, right? You got your guy, you gave him some more money, you gave him some more time, he takes you to the playoffs. I feel like that bought you a little more time than the now, that being said, if he starts popping off 8-4 seasons again, then maybe we revisit, you know, how hot that seat is down there at College Station. But no, right now I feel like he's good.
Okay. And then we got three more. We got Arkansas. How about this, Shane? Former Tennessee assistant Jerry Mack. He was the running backs coach a couple years ago, and right now he's the head coach, I believe, at Kennesaw State. So,
yeah,
a little bit of a wild card there, but Jerry Mack, how about it? Arkansas is always getting that scrappy up and comer, you know?
Yeah, is that it? Big Mac. Yeah, I feel like that could be something special up there.
And they've got Kentucky with Brian Hartline. He was former Ohio State assistant, elite recruiter. Now he's the head coach at South Florida, I believe.
Is he the one that got in trouble a while back?
No, not to my knowledge. But okay. I think if Kentucky didn't get Will Stein, they were considering Hartline. So maybe that's why he did it. I don't know. That's an interesting one. And then last but not least, I really think this is a good coach, Shane. He was an assistant under Nick Saban at Bama, did a really good job. And then he became the Marshall head coach, did a really good job. And then he switched to Southern Miss, did a really good job. Now he's the Memphis coach, Charles Huff. From Mississippi State.
Yeah.
I think that's better than the coach I got right now.
Easy, Mike. he's about to have what did we call it? Not coach of the year. It's what is it when you start from the bottom and then you move to the top or toward the top? Like what is it? What's the award that they always give you?
Most improved?
Yeah, most improved. Yeah, I don't get that award often, so
you're most improved on here.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah. Keeping my eyes up the entire time. I can't see the comments, though.
Are there any of those that you really love or really hate?
I really love. You know, I would say, let's say hate. Let's say hate first. I just.
Remember, we're trying to get this guy on the show, so don't obliterate it too hard. I'm just kidding. But.
Huh?
The guy that wrote it, I'm gonna ask him to come on the show.
Oh, well, no, it's a beautiful list. Yeah, I think he nailed it. I can't wait to see him, you know. It's hard to predict these things, right? But there's a handful of coaches that you mentioned that were on the short list for some of these coaches, you know, some of these vacancy spots that we had last season. So it's tough for me to say, you know, like Hartline or, you know, one of those guys, because that was a name that kept popping up. So, no, I don't hate any of them, Mike. I think he absolutely nailed it.
Derek says in 2030, Arch will be run for president and win. Yeah. And Fred, I like this one for Fred. It's beautiful out, right? The weather and everything. Spring practice is here. Shane, get to it. Huh? And G says, he ain't walking.
As a matter of fact, you're right. Nah, you know what? We get done, I'm getting my first mile in right after the show.
Film it. We need a witness.
How does it? I was thinking, do I take the GoPro and just take it with me? Stick it
to a hat or something.
Yeah.
Or don't you got a stick?
Yeah, I could hold it, I guess.
Yeah. They get you an arm exercise while you're doing it. Well, yeah, so it is spring. Spring is in the air. It's beautiful out, right?
Yes, it is.
We got Missouri hitting the field. They've already hit the field, Shane. I don't know what it is. Missouri's always the first damn one that does spring practice. Go ahead.
Do you think that they did announce, too, that the game got moved up? You know, so they've been pretty notorious. Yeah, but
by 2 days.
I know.
They're going to have to go to spring.
I know. But they're not too – like, they're all – pretty much all spring practices are in March, right? So yeah. I think Florida starts tomorrow. I have a list. But, you know, so just – I think Friday, 20 – I think they started 2 days ago, so.
Yeah. Well, but the point being, I've heard him say it several times, so – I think the main reason he does that,
yeah,
God forbid anybody gets hurt, longer time to recover and perhaps get ready for the season. So I don't hate it. I've just noticed that every time it's, I think 1 year Missouri was like wrapping up and another team was just kicking off spring. So
yeah,
it's just interesting to me.
Now, did they have a game planned? I remember, was it last year they canceled it or something? It seems like they've. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know if the stadium it will be ready. I don't know. I was just curious if you knew anything about the possible spring game there.
Well, I appreciate you putting me on the spot. But, no, I do not have that information.
Well, maybe the Cousins. We got a lot of Mizzou fans. Maybe they can tell us.
But to my knowledge, basically everybody's doing spring game this year.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's where we're getting. But what we do have some knowledge on here, Shane.
Drink was happy, man. Yeah. I'm telling you, you're going to get some clips here, man. I listened to this on the way home, and he didn't come out and say it's his best team ever, but he did seem pretty excited about what's returning.
Yeah, and especially adding quarterback Austin Simmons, who, if you don't know, you should by now. He's a lefty. Uh-oh.
Austin Simmons, just what did you see from him from an evaluation standpoint, and what have you seen from him since he's come into the building?
Yeah, excited about the quarterback competition that we're going to have this year. Obviously, I think Matt did an excellent job in his opportunity as a true freshman. And, you know, for us, core value number one is always compete. And so there's going to have to be added competition, and we've got that with Austin Simmons, with Nick Evers, with Gavin Sidwar, and with Matt Zollers. Austin, what did I like about Austin? One, I think he's very competitive in nature. I think he's got natural talent as a quarterback, obviously. Very good arm talent, decision maker, has the ability to run. Obviously hasn't played a ton of football because of the injury last year, but when he has got his opportunity, has played at a really high level and high clip. Look forward to him working with Coach Riley and Coach Lindsay in the offense and competing to see who the best quarterback is for our football team.
Eli, going back to Austin Simmons, I mean, how much like history do you have with left-handed quarterbacks, and does that kind of affect anything with the offensive planning when you have a quarterback battle?
Yeah, I don't have a lot of history with left-handed quarterbacks, but, you know, the truth of it is if a left-handed quarterback actually ends up playing for you, they usually turn out to be really good because they have had to overcome a lot of bias. You know, you look at Kellen Moore at Boise State. You look at a guy named Steve Young. You know, those guys had to overcome a lot of bias to get that opportunity, and then they turned out to play really, really well. It will affect some of the crux beliefs that coaches have about quarterbacks, like, yeah, you don't ever boot to the offhand of the quarterback. So we might have to be conscientious of that. I think there is some conscientious things that I've challenged both Garrett and Chip to make sure we're aware of in our scripting, to make sure that we're not putting our quarterback in a negative spot. But other than that, he's got to go play some football, and I'm sure he's been battling that stigmatism his whole life of being the lefty.
Hey, Shane, shout out in the comments here. True Sims, he says, Missouri, no spring game. They don't want to delay the construction being done on the stadium. And I do appreciate, although it gets me in trouble during the fall when there's like lots of comments and all. I mean, we appreciate the Cousins all time of year, but really in the fall when they're like bombarding me with stuff.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny how we just like whatever they say, we're like, well, that's the truth. You know, I don't verify it or anything, but I'm sure True Sims is not trolling. But and shout out Cousin Derek. He says, Drake, what are your thoughts on your 2030 schedules? it's interesting to think about. Again, we know Austin Simmons. We've seen him play. But yeah, it's kind of weird to. I don't know about you, but you always forget, you know, it's a little bit different with a left-handed quarterback.
Yeah.
And particularly when, you're battling with guys that are right-handed.
Yeah.
You know, that's it. I would imagine that could create some issues or just more work or whatever you want to say, but it's just something to consider, don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. And you know, because he went on to talk about, you know, adding a tackle, right? And if you're used to protecting the left side, now it shifts to the right side. It does make a difference, right? You know, he talked a lot about that offensive line being deep, being experienced, so as a strong suit. But it's funny because Hardy even got on later and talked about the lefty here. But one of the things that Coach didn't really say in those clips, and he wanted to be perfectly clear, Mike, it's not Austin's job just yet, right? He's in a quarterback competition is what he's saying. But he is excited about the athleticism that he brings to the football team, of course.
Well, yeah, you got to say that. But is it true?
I know. Hardy goes, well, it is kind of wild when he started hanging left. I was like, where are you going? I was like, oh, wait, no, that's which way you go. So.
And I thought it was also interesting that he kind of shared that he thought he made a mistake last year,
mm-hmm.
not naming the starters a little bit earlier. He said he waited a little bit too long to establish the leaders on the team, and so this spring they're already going to name some captains.
Yeah,
you think that helps with anything?
Yeah, leadership, you know, and give up, because I'm not saying I saw it last year, but you know, there's going into a non-SEC game schedule, you know, there's going to be some heartbreaks. Everybody's going to have them. You don't know when it's going to happen. And, you know, you need somebody from within. Coaches can yell at you all they want, right? You're only going to get so much out of them. But when it's your teammates that are kind of pulling you along, it just seems like those led teams, they just play better. I look at Indiana. I think that's a prime example of some leadership, right? They're probably going to make a movie out of that damn thing at some point, and you're going to see it. There was some unity in that locker room. So I feel like, yes, having those leaders identified early is important, because this is I think they even called it a new zoo, right? You're going to have a totally new defense on that side of the football. So you're going to need some guys to step up and get that shit, you know, correct.
You know, the only thing worse about 9 SEC games, Shane?
What's that?
9 in a damn row. That's what Missouri's got. Good Lord. They're going to be beat to hell by the end of that thing.
Oh, my gosh. But, man, the fans, enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. What a schedule. You know, Mizzou got we gave them a hard time, but everybody gave them a tough time last two seasons about their schedule. Buddy, buy your tickets, because you've got some damn games on this schedule that are going to be absolute dynamite. So I'm looking forward to this schedule.
And then I just thought this was hilarious, but anything new with Ahmad Hardy, Shane? Apparently he's got more horses.
At running back, what's different, if there is anything different, about Ahmad Hardy at this time this year than when he was coming into the building last year at this time?
He's got 4 horses now. And I think last year he had 1, you know, so the pay raise has really helped out for him in his ability to garner horses. He's a horse trader. I think there's a, you know, I should have pointed him out in his leadership. You know, he understands to whom much is given, much is required. And I think he's done a really good job of pushing himself in understanding how he lives outside of this building affects how he performs on the field. He's got to be better in his sleep habits and his nutrition habits and how he approaches his day in, day out life. And I think he's understanding this is an opportunity for him to really invest in himself and his future and his family's future. If he can get it right, he's got a hell of an offensive line in front of him that knows how to run the outside zone. We're going to feature him. He's got an unbelievable co-conspirator with him and Jamal Roberts. So he doesn't have to handle the load all by himself. It's not like they can just key on stopping Ahmad. And now he's got some really good weapons on the outside that are going to create, you know, they're not going to be able just to play man and put an extra hat in the box to mirror him. I mean, they're going to have to honor Caleb's speed and Honeycomb's ability to get open in the middle and Donovan Alubide's catch radius, you know. And
do you see that? Jay said Shane had Jimmy John surgery.
Yeah, I was not going to acknowledge that one, but if you are, that's pretty good. I love it.
Hell yeah.
So a lot of these quarterbacks, I was just thinking while Drake was talking there.
Yeah.
Particularly these young quarterbacks, you know, they get all this money.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we support it, right? You're worth what someone's willing to pay you in this country. I'm a firm believer in that. But there's very few of these guys, it seems like, are handling it well. And I don't even know if it is the money's fault, but it just kind of is what it is, right?
Yeah.
Whereas Ahmad Hardy, he had to go to ULM.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got the upgrade. And then I would imagine he got an even bigger upgrade given his production and to keep him out of the portal. And yet, I know Drake is joking about the horses and everything, but, man, he is getting a crash course in being a professional.
Yeah.
And perhaps this suits someone like Ahmad Hardy, who's handling it well. This will probably set him up for bigger success when he does go to the NFL in a year. You know, for sure. I mean, there's probably a case to be made for that too, don't you think?
Well, he talked a little bit about this, about NFL coaches reaching out, talking about some of the kids that he's had and some of the talent that he's put in the NFL has stuck with him for a little while. Right. And so they kind of created that culture and that professionalism and it's paying dividends in the NFL. So, you know, I think, brother, when you're talking recruiting, right, mainly in the portal, and you're going after a kid, and you say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do. We're going to bring you in. We're going to teach you how to do it the right way. And ABC is what we did for these kids, right? ABC is what they are currently making in the NFL. We're not just going to put you in the league, but we're going to help you stay there. So, yeah, that's what it's all about, is building a track record so that you can look back and show proof of what you're pitching to them in the living room.
Hey, shout out Jared. He said he got a belly laugh out of that one and gave us $5, Shade, for you being a good sport.
I can almost get a Jimmy John now.
Maybe we clip that. We get a Jimmy John sponsor, you know?
Hey, come on. Come on now.
But you know who we do have, Shane?
Who's that?
Our friends over at Brut. Yeah, go check them out. BrutWorkwear.com. Here's a link in the show notes. BrutWorkwear.com/SEC to get you $10 off, Shane, of an outstanding Brunt work boot. Or maybe you need clothes. They got the long sleeve. I know it's getting warmer out, so you may not need the long sleeve, but no worry, Shane, because at Brunt, they got you covered with the short sleeves. They got all kinds of outstanding gear, and we love our Brunt work boots that they sent us over. They're fashionable, and they make you look like you work hard, because probably all y'all are hard workers, but Shane and I, clearly, we are not. But we look like it with our Brunt Workwear boots on. So go check them out, bruntworkwear.com/SEC to get you $10 off. You can't beat it, Shane. You think Ahmad Hardy would run for more yards if he had Brunt work boots on? I think he would.
He'd probably have one more horse. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. All right, so I shall delay no longer, Shane.
Okay.
Who's making the college football playoff out of the SEC? And I know you're a big fan of tears.
Yes.
You always talk about your tears.
Yeah.
You tear up all the time.
I do. I'm emotional. I'm emotional. It's the Tennessee Vols in me, you know?
Right. So who can realistically make it? Who realistically cannot?
Yeah.
I've got two teams, Shane. I don't know if you want to put percentages on these, but I've got like a top tier.
Yeah.
I'm saying expected to make the playoff. Like if these teams don't make it, man, something went horribly wrong. So I don't know if you, again, percentage, I don't know, 80, 85%. Because things can happen, right? 9-game SEC schedule. But at the top of the list, who's making the playoff? Georgia. I got Georgia far and away, I think, is number one.
Yeah.
I still think they're the dogs. And nobody can beat them. You know what I mean? When it comes to SEC, back-to-back. SEC, I still think they got the best coach. They got a lot coming back, more starters than anybody in the conference. All the coordinators, obviously the best head coach. So quarterback's back. So Georgia's there for me. And the other one, Texas
Longhorns.
And I'm not even saying that they make it.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't decided that. But I think the expectation within that building is we're all in.
Yep.
We got Arch back. God's gift of football. We got Sharkeesian, who's, you know, he went out here and got Muschamp. We've been to the playoff two of the last three. If we ain't making the playoff here, something's gone horribly wrong. Texas and Georgia. Again, I don't know percentages. Over 80, let's just say over 80% expected to make the playoff. Do you agree with those?
Yes. Yeah. I think 80% chance they do. Like if I had true serum and mm-hmm. I said, which two teams do you think are going to make the playoffs? These are the first two teams I would have mentioned.
Okay. You know who I would have mentioned?
Who would you have mentioned?
Jack. Got to make Big sure Jack. To drop in and support the cousins when I can. Member for 18 months. Thank you, Jack. We appreciate you, buddy.
Hell yeah. Thank you, cuz.
All right. So then second tier.
Yeah.
This is... should make the playoff. So just below it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 70%.
Okay.
Because again, this
should
is a,
be there.
This is
should
a tough conference, there. Right? Yeah. You know, if you, God forbid, key players get hurt or anything like that, particularly quarterback. But again, fingers crossed that doesn't happen. I'm not even wishing that into existence, Shane. But you just never know in this league, right?
Right.
So I'm saying these should make the playoff. Little wild card. I don't understand why people are sleeping on. I know you're not, but people nationally. Give me Ole Miss.
Yeah.
With Trinidad now back, who's elite.
Yep.
Now I get it. Pete Golding, maybe you're not in on him. He's not proven it as a head coach. So I get it. But maybe that's why I don't quite have him in the, you know, tier one. But just outside of it, give me Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And I only got two teams here, Shane. The other one, Oklahoma. Just went to the playoff, year two of the offense, year two, John Mateer, Ben Arbuckle. I know they've lost some players to the NFL on defense, but I got massive confidence in Venables to field a quality defense. So I think Oklahoma should be there as well as Ole Miss. Do you have any issue with those two?
I don't have issue with
Sounds like you do.
I'd like to have one more in the mix, but...
you ain't getting it.
Yeah. Is the next category could? Because, I'll go with these two teams. I could be argued that these two teams should be in the college football playoffs, but I do think you're sleeping on one.
Mm-hmm. But you got to remember, Shane, so we've only had 2 years of the 12-team playoff.
Yep.
The first year, we only got three in.
Yeah.
Last year we got five. So again, I'm thinking four is probably the number. Hopefully I'm wrong. Hopefully there's six or seven, but 9-game SEC.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck getting five or six in. I hope we do, but I'm putting a mortgage on it, so to speak. So I got three teams in the next tier.
Yeah.
I think all these teams are capable, but I'm calling it need things to go right. So I'm saying like 40%.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And I already know where you're going to go. So I'll lead with them. LSU.
Yep.
Which I get it.
Should.
I get it. You know, look, Portal King. Mm-hmm. Got all these guys in here. God's gift to football. You know, we spent $45 million. Shane, what can go wrong? What can go wrong when you had a quarterback that apparently he's not healthy enough for spring because he's so banged up. Literally 10 new receivers, new offensive line, and just newness all over the field.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this ain't a video game. There needs to be chemistry. They don't even know the system yet. We haven't even had a camp yet. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So should they be there? Probably. But I think a lot of things need to go right for LSU. And hell, they got one hell of a Gatlin here too with yeah, I mean, maybe not with Clemson in there, but a gauntlet like everybody else in this conference, a lot of tough road games. Should they make the playoff? Probably, but I think they're going to need several things to go right. Otherwise, I think we're looking at a 8-4, 9-3.
9-3 maybe. But I'm just in that camp, Mike. I'm bought in. The LSU Tigers are back. And I feel you talked about on the last tier that the expectations in that program are making the college football playoffs. I feel like ultimately that's every team's expectations, but realistically, that's why they got Lane Kiffin, because they've not been in it and they expect to be in it year one, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I expect to hit the lottery,
but you know gotta buy a ticket, right?
All right, so then things to go right.
Uh huh.
Give me A&M.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not writing them off. I got these teams at about 40%. You know, we need Marcel Reed to be much more consistent.
Yeah.
He's going to have to shoulder a lot of this load here. And they got a rebuild offensive line, and they were kind of, you know, they leaned heavily on that last year. Need the defense to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, buddy, but we lost a lot of good defensive players to the NFL. So, again, I'm not writing A&M off. They just had the best regular season in terms of just overall wins. Of course, they didn't make the conference championship game. But, I mean, they were right there. They made the playoff. I don't expect them to fall off a cliff or anything. But I'm not exactly penciling them back into the college football playoff back-to-back years. Do you agree with this one? A&M are roughly 40%.
Roughly. I would say lower end of that tier. Do you have this in order of most likely to least likely, or is this just a tier to itself? Like in this theory, do you feel like LSU has a better shot than A&M top deal?
If I had to say, I would give the edge to A&M.
No, I disagree with you there. I feel like A&M's on the bottom of this list.
You hadn't even heard the third one though.
Doesn't matter. I know who it better be, or I'm going to riot.
So, Bama.
Yeah.
So I think. Again, I've kind of written them off.
Yeah.
But I do think they have an elite coach. Remains to be seen what they got at quarterback. They may have an elite quarterback. If they got an elite quarterback, they're probably fucking dancing their ass into the playoff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, write them off at your own peril.
Mm-hmm.
I think Alabama deserves to be right there in that mix where not penciled in for the playoff, but if a thing or two goes right for them, if they can establish a running game,
yeah,
that'd be nice, wouldn't it, with a new quarterback. But if you could run the football, I think you could get there. So I think Alabama just on the outside looking in.
But could, right? That mm-hmm. This is kind of that could tier. I'm right there with you. I feel like LSU, I would have had one tier higher. I would have had Bama at the top of this one here. So I feel like you've nailed that one.
All right. So
there's one other team, right?
Basically, the rest I don't think can make it.
Oh, really? Tennessee? You ain't got balls on there? Shit.
You know Joey's not eligible, right?
That's the one thing, right? I feel like if the quarterback...
They had a god-awful defense. So this one I said need a lot to go right. So not writing them off completely.
Sounds like you are.
But I don't think there's much of a shot that Tennessee's making the playoff
mm-hmm.
with... everything that they've got to do with the quarterback and, you know, replacing some key guys on the offensive line as well. And just the defense is going to have to get markedly better. But I do got confidence in Josh Heupel, so I'm not completely writing them off, but we have no clue what they have at quarterback right now. Mm-hmm. Now, I think if you look at Heupel's track record, you look at it and say, all right, well, they're going to have a productive quarterback, but we can't just... You know, we can't just assume that either. So until I know, I can't, in good conscience, put Tennessee any higher than this. So I put it like 25%.
He says, now Shane's in tears. I'm in the if everything goes right. Like, not everything. If I think the quarterback hits, I think naturally the defense is going to improve. They got a lot of returning talent. So, yeah, I feel like Tennessee is kind of getting slept on a little bit. What may hold them back is the is the schedule. They got a daunting schedule. Of course, we all do in the SEC, but it's a team that usually lets one slip, and if they do that, I feel like they're out. But yeah, I feel like people are sleeping on them Volunteers.
Pun you know intended. Who is not sleeping on us?
Rotax. He's showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Shout out, Steven Up. Thanks for not completely writing us off. But yeah, I got Bama higher than Tennessee.
Isn't that crazy? Isn't that crazy that we're just, like, think about when we first started doing this show, Mike. If I would have told you Bama may make the playoffs, a 12-team playoff at that, you'd be like, what the hell happened down there in Tuscaloosa?
All right, and then again, I think this program's on the rise, perhaps, Shane.
Yeah?
Again, I don't think they're going to make the playoff. They need a lot to go right.
Yeah?
But it wouldn't stun me either. We have a little Indiana-like run for Auburn. How about it, buddy? The Auburn Bulls, Byron Brown there, Alex Golish. If they got to survive October. But if they could do that, I think they could beat damn near everybody else. Just got to win one in October. Win one in October and win the rest. Again, that's no easy feat, certainly. Not saying it's likely. Again, I got about 25% shot here.
Yeah.
But I don't think Auburn should be written off. I think they've got a lot more talent than people realize. And I think we've already said it.
Yeah.
Probably the most improved offense in the SEC. Of course, we whiffed big time on one of those, Shane, on the mailbag.
Yeah.
LSU most improved off, cuz they were just god awful on offense. They'll be good with Kiffin.
Well, I said decline defense, so yeah, it would make sense.
But again, Auburn, I think they need a lot to go right here. But I think they could be a playoff team. About the same as Tennessee, about 25%.
Get me excited about them Auburn Tigers, Mike. And I'm right there with you, brother. You know, it's like pocket threes when you're playing Texas Hold'em and somebody goes all in. You know you shouldn't go all in, but you keep saying, but what if? What if? So, yeah, I'm right there with you. I do think that this is going to be quite the turnaround there on the Plains. I'm all in on Golish. I love some of the additions they made. I think quarterback play, some of that continuity that he's bringing up there is the reason that Auburn is going to be talked about earlier in the season. It's the later in the season. That's what really is going to hold them back. I feel like they catch a few early, but that competitive depth starts rearing an ugly head, I think, in October, early November. So we'll see. Everything has to go completely right. But, could be a fun lotto ticket, if you will.
Well, and then one more. Actually, I got two more, but president of the John Sumrall Fan Club should like this one. How about them Gators? Again, putting them in the same category as Tennessee and Auburn here, about 25%. I need a lot to go right. Maybe we don't just expect a coach to walk in and make a damn playoff. It's probably best for the program. But, you know, hey, this is the damn Florida Gators. We only celebrate championships around here.
Yeah.
And when our basketball team's winning maybe perhaps back-to-back national championships, you want that for your football program. So I think there's a shot, Shane, where Florida, they might be the most talented roster in the country that nobody respects because of the previous coaching staff. I mean, there was a reason I was hyping them up all last year, Shane, even though I was dead wrong. But the talent is there. Yeah. And if Sumrall unlocks it, if they get something out of this quarterback, whoever it is, Philo or the youngin Jones, I think they could make a run. Again, I'm putting about 25%. I don't think it's likely, but I'm not writing them off either. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I think every year I've got that coach, right? That's my boy. You know, was Sam Pittman for a long time. You know, I was rooting for the guy. I was hoping good things would happen for Arkansas. And now that Sam's not here, I think John picked up the reins, brother. I'm right there with you. I'm rooting for the guy. And if you've not checked that excellent interview at the end of the show, be sure to switch over there and give it a thumbs up. But How can you not like the guy? How can you not like what Florida did retain? You know, a lot of people love to talk about the NIL. They love to talk about the portal. But I think what it's so tough for a new coach to come in there and keep more than half your roster, and that's exactly what he's able to do. Keep Star at, like, keeping Ball, for Christ's sake. Probably the arguably the one of the best running backs, if not the best running back in the country, and was able to do that. And you find out why through conversations with him. But again, you got to put boots on the ground, man. You got to make this thing work, and they've got an uphill battle, but could be a dark horse this year in the SEC for sure.
Well, speaking of dark horse, so I got one more here.
Uh-huh.
Buy your lotteries ticket now. Buy your stock while it's low, Shane. Shane, you know what year it is?
2020. It's an even year, Mike.
Yeah! Come on, Gamecocks. Again, is it likely? Maybe not. Even though the coach out here says it's going to happen. Maybe this is the year, Shane, where it falls into place here. I'm not writing these Gamecocks off. We get burned by them about as often as they cash in for us here.
Yeah.
But I think this could be a good year. Just give me about 25%. Again, I'm not writing them off. If there's a lottery ticket in the conference, I think this is it right here.
Mm-hmm. I think so. As long as there's no more basketball tournaments, you know. I think we'll be just fine. No, I joke, but I feel like they're due. And nobody's going to be talking about it. I felt like there was a little pressure coming into to 25, mainly on the Lenore Sellers, you know, that this is the guy that's going to win a Heisman, is going to be the first draft pick, blah, blah, blah. Well, all that's out the window. Nobody's going to be talking about you outside that SEC podcast and all the Homer podcast over there. So I'm just telling you, we may be looking going into Cocktober and say, damn, Sellers is back, baby. So let's see. They got a daunting schedule to say the least. But yeah, I feel like South Carolina's due, brother.
So that means, unfortunately, Shane, we have reached no shot.
Oh, shit.
No shot.
Trying to think of the teams that wouldn't.
Missouri, Vandy, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Arkansas. No. I don't think these teams got a shot in hell.
No, I put Mizzou in that 25% category. I'm not counting them out. I mean, after listening to Coach Drink talk about that offensive line,
make it the last couple.
They're due, man.
They got no shot.
They needed a quarterback. They just needed a left-handed quarterback, and they finally got one, Mike. I would definitely put Mizzou in that mix of could, but yeah, I mean, not in the should, not in the expected, but could absolutely. Mizzou's in there. The other ones
could be disappointed again, Shane. Yeah. That's what I said.
Vandy's out. I gotta go do a mile here in a minute. Arkansas's out. Kentucky, they're out. They're not going to make the playoffs, but these teams will show improvement, though. Yeah. You know,
we're talking playoff here.
Yeah, we're talking about the college playoffs. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm just trying to set you guys.
Is
up.
Nick Rouse saying, "Hey, I think we're going to the playoff"? No, no, he's hoping his basketball team makes a tournament. You know,
hey, shout out, Junior. We're taking it back to the 2000s in Gainesville with Summerall and Golden. I think we manage to limit turnover. Summerall will have us competitive.
Hell yeah!
That's all you can ask for. You know what?
I like him. I never liked Billy Napier. No offense, Billy fans. Just didn't like him.
You
know how you go like to a, let's say you go to an event and there's 16 mm-hmm. SEC coaches in there and you got a cold beer and you're kind of walking around and forget them being a head coach of anything, just them as a person. Billy Napier would be the last conversation I'd be trying to, you know, strike up. Be like, hey man, what's up? You know, no, not even going to waste my time.
You know, I think what really did him in
what?
As soon as he got hired, what was it? Scared money don't make money. And then I was like, I mean, that sounds cool, right?
Yeah.
But it's like the opposite of like his entire mantra. Let's play conservative, run the football. Sleeping every game's got to be close, you know?
Yeah. It was too much Derek Dooley-esque, you know? He came out with the sleeping schedule and everything, and I was like, oh God. How do we go from scared money, don't make money, to you need this amount of hours of sleep every night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know who doesn't JMU.
Need sleep, Shane?
Who's that?
Hopefully I don't butcher this. Chris, I think it's Chris
Sherbert.
Herbert, not Sherbert, Shane. Herbert.
I'm getting hungry.
So we got Chris, we got JP
with
the five donations. He gifted All Vols Talk Show, Shane James, Vandy Dandy, and Wood, I think is what I got written down here. And then we got Bulldog Mississippi. He gifted Kenneth Maynor. All the cousins,
welcome to the family.
Anything else, buddy, before we hop off here?
No. Odds, what tier would Shane walking a mile be in?
Oh, a million to one.
Joke's on you, brother.
I got a movie rec real quick.
Yeah?
Just for hey, it's all season, right?
Yeah.
Watch a movie this weekend. I thought the cousins would appreciate it. I thought you would appreciate it, especially if you get. I don't know. I watched it on HBO, so I don't know if it's on any other platforms. Hopefully it is.
Yeah.
But go check it out. It's called Dead of Winter.
I've seen the lady. Isn't that the lady off Roseanne?
Not Roseanne. Roseanne's not in it.
No, the lady, like the one that took over the lead when she got fired. I thought that was her.
I might surprise you, Shane.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to Roseanne's show.
Is it a horror film?
No.
Okay. Seems like that's all they do anymore. Like either Marvel or something or horror. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is completely different than that.
All right. I'll check it out. I'll check it out right after I walk.
So never. All right, buddy. Hey, if that's all we got, hopefully two shows tomorrow. Steven for sure. Yeah. Marler, if he shows up.
Yeah.
He's got anything court. Else?
If he's got no, he don't have court. Tag him. Ask him how court went.
All right. That's going to do it then for this episode. We'll catch you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.